Hey guys, welcome to Milwaukee. It's like day four here in Milwaukee. Thanks to Agrigold for sending us here. I tell you what, I don't farm, but if I did, you know, I'd like what, 500 bushel per acre? But 500 bushel. I'm not going to settle for the average 223 bushels per acre like most farmers got in Iowa last year. I would want the Agrigold standard, and that's why, I mean, I'm making a vow right now. If I ever become a farmer, I'm going straight Agrigold.
Well, see, I see a tremendous opportunity here for me, Chris, because I, too, am not a farmer. But if everyone else out there, the competition is getting about 250 and I can get 500, why don't me and you buy some farmland, hook up with Agrigold, and just start killing everybody? Why don't we do this?
I'm in.
I mean, it seems like a no-brainer.
I feel like we're wasting our time covering Iowa State where we could make the big money and just be farmers.
Yeah, I agree.
There's so many farmers rolling their eyes at us
now. We're not even very good as far as covering Iowa State, so we might as well just be excellent farmers with the 500 bushels per acre. I mean.
Yeah, if you guys haven't learned by now, Adam Gray's here.
What's up, guys? How's everyone doing?
Doing a little impromptu podcast. I've been at the Bradley Center all day.
Do you know where I've been?
Where have you been? What have you been doing all day?
Well, first this morning I was a little hungover, which is embarrassing to say as a 31-year-old. It's been a while since I've been hungover, but I was a little hungover because we won. We had a big win last night and celebrated, and might have overserved myself a little bit. But then I got up, had a nice little breakfast at the Hilton Garden Inn.
How's the bus trip?
Bus trip's great. Bunch of good people. Everything's gone pretty smooth. Hotel we're staying at's fantastic. I think people are really happy about it. Nick over there, who's an Iowa State alum.
Yeah, let's give him a shout-out.
Nick, great guy, taking care of us. So thank you, Nick. And then today, I just was at Central Standard Craft Distillery.
That's where we're going tonight, right?
Yeah, we're
going
to go there. I was already there, but we're going
to
go back.
Can I go? I'd like to meet Brant.
Yeah, Brant, he's not there now, but he's coming. He wants us to text him when he's coming back.
Oh, okay, because I'd like to go and see his place.
Owned by an Iowa State alum. Yep. And this guy, they have, you know, they make whiskey, they make vodka, they make, I did a little taste testing. For $5, Chris, I had plenty of
good for you.
Taste, yeah.
We need to go to the Pfister Hotel tonight, too, and see if we can find a ghost.
Dude, there's no such thing as ghosts.
Why we'll get into that later.
Why do you waste your time with this garbage?
No, anyways, we're doing a little impromptu podcast, and we're not drunk, I promise, because we just cracked these beers open. We got some Spotted Cow here.
But this ought to do it. Hang on
because
one second.
Gray's going to take a drink right now. I really did just get back, and I told Gray to meet me here, and we're going to do an Agrigold-sponsored podcast here from Milwaukee on Round of 32 Eve. For the Cyclones, for those of you who are stuck in Iowa, or I would guess, I think, Adam, I do believe that there'll be a lot of people heading east tomorrow.
No, I've already heard from, I think, about 14 different people. I shouldn't say that. I've heard from four people, totaling 14 people that are planning on coming out, and I'm sure there's plenty of others. But even with that said, I thought the crowd yesterday for a first-round NCAA tournament game was fantastic.
Totally agree.
I mean, I've been to a couple others, and they're not even close to what we had yesterday.
It was better than Denver.
Yeah.
It was better than Denver.
It was, and Dayton was okay, but it was better than Dayton.
Dayton was better. The only thing that's good about Dayton is I love that gym.
The gym's great.
Yeah, it's a great gym. Everything else about Dayton is horrible.
I'm not, the media hangs on outside. I'm talking about in the environment when I'm talking about.
The environment of that arena is great.
It is great, but I'm saying.
I like that about Dayton.
I think yesterday's environment was even a little louder than Dayton is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think so too, because.
Ohio State fans have bought up a lot of those tickets at Dayton.
You have more fans, and I also think there's a different feel about this team, too. I mean, that was a 7 seed.
That's true.
This is a 5 seed coming off a Big 12 championship, and like it can go. And I have Iowa State in the Elite Eight. That's where I had them ending up.
Do you?
Yeah. I haven't beaten Kansas, and I had Louisville advancing to the Final Four, but that's more because I'm afraid to pick Iowa State to go to the Final Four.
I know. You feel like a homer when you do that, right?
Yeah, but I really think they're capable of it. Well, I really do at this point.
I think if Iowa State beats Kansas, I don't think there's any way they're losing to Louisville and Kansas City.
That's funny because I told Hines that on KXNO earlier this week. I said the exact same thing. I'm like, this feels like a Palace of Auburn Hills, like a total opposite. Bizarro world.
It won't be quite that because so many Kansas fans have been able to buy up tickets, and The way the NCAA tournament tickets work is kind of a joke.
Kansas is going to lose the round of 32 game, though.
To Miami or Michigan State?
Doesn't matter.
They're not losing. They're not losing Michigan State.
They'll lose to Miami. They wouldn't lose to Michigan State.
Yeah, that's I agree. And the Miami Michigan State game is a flip of the coin, but I don't think Michigan State's good enough. Gosh, wouldn't that be great? How great would that be?
How awesome would that be to get Michigan State in the Sweet 16?
And Kansas City? Yeah. It'd be redemption.
Hilton South.
Redemption for 2000.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I hope they call him large against one of their players.
It'd be great. Anyways, happy St. Paddy's Day to everybody. The takeaways I had from today, the same. Did you read my column last? You don't ever read my stuff.
No, I did. I read it. I even retweeted a couple stuff today.
Did you? Good for you.
You know what? I really like what you did.
What?
I like that you reached out to Jess Settles to get the Purdue perspective.
It was a nice nice analysis on the game, I thought.
Well, I think Jess Settles is really good at what he does, personally.
I wouldn't have done it if I didn't think that.
Yeah, I think he's really good at what he does, and
he really
is a good idea by you.
To me, he's one of the smarter basketball people I know. What I appreciate about Jess, and if you're an Iowa State fan, and I've seen a couple of you do this, just stop with the he's a former Hawk. He can't objectively break down the game. Jess Settles, I have more respect for that guy. Listen to this. When he started doing our KXNO show, Jess started driving from Iowa City to Ames to go to be in person so he could be seeing Iowa State. This is just for our hour-long show on KXNO that he doesn't get paid that much for, okay? He puts his homework in. This is a Big Ten Network analyst who knows the Big Ten as well as anybody, and that's the type of research he puts into Iowa State. It is that's as good of analysis as you will get on that game from anybody.
I completely agree. And
an objective analysis.
I love Jake Sullivan, who's also on the show with you.
Correct.
And Jake obviously loves Iowa State, played at Iowa State. I think Jake can be more critical of Iowa State than Jess ever would be. So I don't know why any Iowa State fan would ever look at Jess Settles and not enjoy his analysis that he provides.
He does a great job.
I
even got a smart remark from an employee today at Iowa State about interviewing Jess Settles. And I'm like, read it.
Call him out. Who was it?
I'm not going to do that.
Come on, Chris.
I won't. But my point is, like, there's a stigma just because he's Jess Settles.
And he played at Iowa for 10 years. I get it.
Correct. But it's good analysis. I appreciate that. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. And I hope everybody else reads it,
too. I thought that was great. Go full circle here. What article were you talking about? Because I have been reading your stuff. You've done a great job covering Iowa State.
Thank you. It was the piece on the locker room after the game last night.
Yeah.
That, to me, was the most impressive thing that I've seen from Iowa State this week was, again, and I would encourage you to read the piece. I outline it in detail.
Page views, baby. Give us those page views.
There you go. Just click. I've been in Iowa State's locker rooms a lot in the postseason, and last night was totally different than anything I had ever experienced before. The UConn win, the Notre Dame win, like you would have thought they'd won the Big 12 title or the national title, like the celebration and those things. NC Central was weird because George broke his foot, and they were like crying in that one.
Yeah.
Last year was very workmanlike in the sense of they expected to beat Iona.
Yep.
But it was also like, oh, thank God we got through that one.
Yep.
Because of what had happened the year before with UAB.
Yep.
Last night was just, hey, Deontay, how do you feel? I feel like going and studying Purdue. Next. Like, that's what he did. Like, that's where these guys are at. Monte just comes in, sits down. How do you feel, Monte? I feel good, man. I feel good. We want Purdue. Next. Like that. Hey, Naz, how you doing, man? How do you feel after this win? Well, you know, I want to give a shout out to Craig Kellogg and Obama and
that was awesome,
and Barkley,
wasn't it?
Because they're the only ones who picked us. But other than that, we're good. Like these guys.
And that F you all.
Yeah, like they've got, like, it's weird. This team creates reasons to be pissed off. And sometimes you have to do that. I feel like that's what great leaders do.
That's what all the elites do. You literally look at all of them. How many times Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or Kobe Bryant, you're sitting there, you're like, they weren't even slighting you, but they're making up a slight that was never really against them.
Tiger did that all the time.
Yeah.
They're delusional.
But you got to have a little bit of that,
isn't
right?
Isn't that anything, though, not even in sports, but in business and life?
Yeah.
Where you have to have, like,
you don't believe in me? Well, all right, I'll show you.
One of my favorite phrases, and I live by it every day, is be paranoid. You got to act like somebody else is coming for what you own every single day. And that's how these guys are. And I love it. Like, I love this group of guys. We've been around them for so long now. And you knew the type of potential that they had, not because of their individual talent, which you and I have discussed for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually in the minority of – this is not an uber-talented group of players.
Matt Thomas said it best last week. This Iowa State team isn't even as talented as the last probably 3 years.
No, but absolutely not.
But they're closer. They get along more. The chemistry's better. And
they're
that's the
a
difference.
Rock.
Yeah.
That's the like that UAB team that lost to UAB was way more talented than this team.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Way more talented than this team.
Yes.
But this team, I don't know, man. There's something special going on. That doesn't mean they can't lose to Purdue tomorrow. If they go out and have one of those nights where you go 4 of 20, they'll probably lose the basketball game. Here's what I think happens. I think that it's similar to Notre Dame from a couple years ago. Purdue's better than that Notre Dame team. However, I think it's really hard to play Haas and Swanigan both at the same time against Iowa State.
Can't.
And I hope that they try. I hope that they try. I think I'm more confident about this game than I was Nevada. Is that crazy?
It's not crazy. It's a little crazy, but here's what I think about this. Purdue is a better team than Nevada. They're more fundamentally sound on defense. They're longer. But they don't have any of those guys. I mean, Swanigan's a first-team All-American, so it's going to sound crazy to say it. But they don't have four guys that you sit back and go, we need to make sure this guy doesn't kill us. They're not as scary. Nevada was scary to me.
Would you rather play against Swanigan or Motley?
Swanigan. No, I'd rather play against Motley. I think Swanigan's better.
Interesting. I think Swanigan's better.
Okay.
I agree with you. I think he's a better player. I think Motley's a tougher matchup for Iowa State.
Because he's more athletic?
Because, I mean, if you look at Swanigan... 6'9", 250, then you have Solomon, 6'8", 240. I mean, as long as Solomon doesn't play like an idiot, and I don't mean that in a bad way. He's a freshman, so you don't know. And he's a baby. He didn't even play until halfway into the year. People need to remember.
How about him, though? Starting off terrible yesterday.
Dude,
and then
rock.
By middle of the first half on, he was really good.
This will blow your mind. So this is how out of it Solomon is. And this is why I like him.
Out of it in a good way?
Yeah. Like he, about a dude who doesn't like get sucked into headlines or he did not know who Caleb Swanigan was until this weekend. That's what he told us today. He's not a guy who's up watching games on Tuesday night. Like,
yeah.
I think that favors you at some point when you're a freshman.
I agree.
He's naive to the situation that he is currently in. And that's I would rather that than a guy who's overthinking everything. Yeah.
You know why I like Iowa State tomorrow? I think Iowa State is a slightly better version of Michigan. And I say that. Michigan at 17 threes today and played phenomenal against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State should have won. I shouldn't say should have won that game.
So
I think it was a better team lost the game.
You,
but anyway.
If you read the piece that I put out today, my preview, which I just got out right before you got here, I asked Prohm that specifically. I go, do you consider yourself to be like Michigan in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
And he goes, yes, and those are the games I've been scouting.
I have to.
Michigan 2-0 against Purdue this year.
Correct. And I think Iowa State's guards are better. Although Derek Walton has turned in
really good.
But he was not good for 3 years.
Correct. But he's turned into a nice player.
He's turned a very nice player.
Monte's
better than him. Iowa State's got two shooting guards that are as good, if not a little bit better. But Michigan's a little longer than Iowa State. They have a little bit more athletes. But anyway, I think it's a very – they're very similar in how they play. I look at that and say – sure, we might struggle to stop them down low a couple times, but over a full game, they'll struggle more to guard us than we will them. And I think Iowa State wins this game by 6. That's my prediction.
Purdue is a 1-point favorite. Yeah, I'm
wrong team's favored, Chris.
I agree with that.
Wrong team's favored.
I agree with that. I was more worried about Nevada coming into the. You worry about Nevada. You worry about Nevada because that's a team that could go off and hit 15 threes. And and you saw they were capable of that in the second half last night with some of those shots they were hitting.
That Oliver kid. Was Oliver the best four-man we've seen all year? Motley would be the other one.
No, Motley is. Motley's better than Oliver.
I think Oliver's better.
No. That's insane.
No, it's not. Oliver's only a sophomore.
Well, okay.
He's only a sophomore.
You're projecting him to be better. I'm saying right now, Motley's better than
Oliver. Who would I take in the NBA? I think I'd take Oliver over Motley.
Okay, NBA prospects, a different conversation. Right now, who's a better college player? It's Motley.
You put Oliver on Baylor, maybe he's better. That kid's good.
He was really good. I liked his swagger, too, man.
Heck yeah, man.
I liked everything about him. And Caroline, what about Caroline?
That Nevada team was very good.
Their front court was way underrated going into that game.
They're very good.
All we talked about was their guards. We're like, oh, Oliver could be a mismatch at the five. We totally, when I say we, I'm talking about the media, where I'm talking about myself because I really haven't read what everybody else has done. But I underplayed the Oliver-Caroline factor going into that game. I'm like, oh, these guys might be dark horses. They almost beat Iowa State. Almost, but if they would have lost that game, I think it was those guys who would have done it.
Yeah, I was nervous pretty much the whole second half. Part of it, here's the deal.
It's so hard when you're the high seed.
You want to win the first. It's no different than the Big 12 tournament. You want to win that first game, and then everything after that's gravy, in my opinion. Unless you're like, if you're a one seed and you're Kansas or North Carolina, it's completely different. But when you're a 5-4-3 seed, after you get past the first round, everything's gravy. Do you agree?
Totally.
So,
well, especially tomorrow. I mean, you're an underdog.
Yeah, point underdog, seed underdog, absolutely. And here's the reason why I was nervous in the Nevada game, and I'll be nervous again for the Purdue game. This run by these guys, we may never see again, Chris. Like,
don't remind me.
No, I mean,
no, but you're right.
Let's cry for a second here. Iowa State. You know, okay, so Edgem leaves. Okay, no, Edgem's gone, but you know what? Niang's still here. Niang leaves. Okay, but we still get Monte and Naz and Matt. Now those three leave, and Burton leaves. I'm not saying we're going to just all of a sudden suck. I'm not saying that at all, but it is an end of an era.
Oh, no question.
I want this team to go on as long as possible.
Not a question at all.
Am I a downer? Did I bring that down a little bit? Here, let's have a quick drink of beer here.
Hold on 1 second. We're going to drink our Spotted Cow. Courtesy of our friends at Agrigold.
There's probably some corn in here, isn't there? I bet they get 500 bushels in this corn.
Not here in Wisconsin, baby. Do they sell Agrigold in Wisconsin?
If not, they sure should.
They sure as hell should. No, I started thinking about the transition of eras, and a couple things make me feel better about next year. I still think it's a stretch to call next year a tournament team.
Yeah. They can. But
Donovan Jackson's pardon my French here, he's a little son of a bitch in a really good way. Like, yeah. That guy thinks he's the best player on the court. And I love that about him.
Completely agree.
I absolutely love that kid. And I think he's a guy in the offseason who, I mean, Prohm basically said it's his team next year.
Did he say that?
He didn't come out and say it, but he pretty much said it today.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel better just to know that there's a guy who's going to step up and be a ball buster to those dudes.
Yep.
I like that. I feel like, so you know what you're getting with Solomon. You've got some inside presence. Wyler Babb's intriguing to me because I had counted him out.
Wyler Babb's the X factor.
He's the Deontay for this year, just on a much lower level. Like, because you knew Iowa State couldn't hit a ceiling this year if Deontay didn't turn into the guy that they needed him to be.
Yeah.
And next year, if that team's even going to sniff the tournament next year, there's going to have to be a huge step by Wyler Babb. And again, I had him counted out like a month ago, man. And he's, what impresses me about him is he's not getting the minutes that he thinks he should or expected, but like when he comes, he's actually playing with a little confidence now where he wasn't a month ago.
If he has an open three, when was the last time he missed an open three?
Wyler Babb or Donovan?
I'm sorry. I was thinking Donovan there for a second.
But Donovan I feel like Donovan hasn't missed a three in 4 years.
I mean, if he's wide open, you might as well put the phone up to your ears because he's dialing whatever channel he's dialing.
Act like he has massive melons hanging from the.
You can't cheer when you're in press row, can you?
No.
You can't do that.
Well, no, it's frowned upon. You get kicked out.
When he makes a shot, though, do you at least put the phone up to your ear?
When Donovan makes a shot, I just go straight for my phone and I just pull up the melons. The melon emoji. That's all I do.
Here I am. I'm 31 years old.
You're just pulling up the phone?
When he hit that shot after Matt hit the three and then he hit the next one, I went phone to the ear. I'm like,
hell yeah.
I still think as good as the phone is, the best ever was Babs Feed Me Again, where he kept doing the spoon.
That was good.
Nothing will ever be better than the spoon.
That was really good. My only deal, I don't want to talk too much about next year.
I don't either. We're going to the Elite Eight, so we're just going to.
Final Four.
Championship.
Man, you got me too excited. All right.
So they can.
Let's give some final predictions.
Yeah.
I like you. You have Iowa State by six?
Yeah, I think it's going to be 72-66.
You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
Clones by 10. Double digits.
God, I'd love it. I would love it.
Double digits. I had them beat Nevada by 5, so again, I'm more confident in this.
They win tomorrow. Cyclone Fanatic bus on the way back on Sunday. I'll pick up some Spotted Cow. We'll be drinking the whole way home, baby.
How's the crew? Is it young and crazy crew?
Nope. It's a, I don't want to say old, because old would be mean.
Seasoned.
Here,
experienced.
So, yeah, so I got an old lady. She's just the sweetest thing. I love her to death.
What's her name?
Verlene. She's great.
Verlene?
I think, yeah. And she's 80 years old.
Verlene is 80 and she's on our bus trip?
Yeah. She's awesome. She's the youngest 80-year-old. If I'm 80 years old and as cool as Verlene,
nice.
I'm living right.
God bless her.
Huge Iowa State fan. Sweetest lady in the world. She's awesome. She's never in her life even tasted beer.
What? Shut up.
Never tasted beer.
Has she had the cow?
Never. She just said, I think she said her dad drank beer and she smelled it one time and she said, that smells terrible. I never want to drink that. And she never has. And you know what I said to her when she told me that? Challenge accepted. And now my life's work
is to get Verlene to have a beer.
Not even a beer, a taste. I'll just drop a couple. I want.
Can you get Verlene at the, where are you staying at?
The Hilton Garden Inn?
Can you get Verlene to give us a verbal commitment that she'll get drunk?
No, she will not get drunk. No, I'm not trying to get drunk. She's too sweet. I'm not trying to get her drunk. I just want her to have a sip just because it would be fantastic. She, I'm telling you what, she's great. Everyone on her bus is fantastic. They're all very nice people. I just left them when we were at the Central Standard. They're all right there drinking right now, having a
Verlene
great day.
Verlene was there drinking?
No, she might have been drinking, but not a beer.
Oh. She drinks, just not
she
beer.
She might have a drink, but not a beer. She sits on the floor during Iowa State games, Chris. You love this. She doesn't sit on her couch or her chair. She sits on the floor, watches the game on the TV, and she's got John and Eric on the radio right next to her.
God bless her.
She is the best.
God bless her. Love hearing stories like that.
I know.
I'm glad that we helped get her to the game.
See, those are the kind of people I have on the bus trip. That are just passionate Iowa State fans, and it's...
You do a really good job with that. I did that once, the Liberty Bowl, and I told Adam, I'm like, I'm never doing this again. And Adam, like, for you guys listening, he it's a pain in the ass, but he actually... And we're not making money on this,
I promise. We're not making any money.
In fact, we had
none.
We had to do a lot just to break even on this one. But Adam really enjoys it, and you do a good job with it.
People are passionate Iowa State fans, and I want to get them here, and I think it's fun to get as many Iowa State fans to travel and cheer on the team as possible because, I mean, really, at the end of the day, we all want the same thing, right, Chris? We want Iowa State to be successful, and I think it's fun, and especially when it's close enough. Chicago last year, Milwaukee this year, and hopefully this time we're driving back on Sunday with a Sweet 16 appearance
again. Are you going to do a bus trip to Kansas City?
I will not do it to Kansas City.
It's too short.
Too short. People can go down back.
The tickets are going to be out of control.
Tickets will be tough. I promise you people this, and I'm not trying to look too far in advance. If Iowa State does a Final Four, Chris.
We're going.
We will have a Cyclone Fanatic trip, and it will be through a travel agency where there's a charter trip. It's a charter flight.
Yeah.
Tickets will be included. I mean, because that's a problem. How else are you going to get Final Four tickets? You can't.
No, it's too corporate.
But we would have a package where that would take place. So
all right, everyone, you heard it here first. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Adam, why'd you bring that up?
We're talking 2018, you know.
Why'd you bring it up?
I'm sorry.
I want to thank Agrigold. They know corn, and they've been our sponsor of the clones on the tournament trail. It's been fun. Hopefully it continues on next week. Adam, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me, buddy.
Seems like it, really just hard work here that we've been doing for the last 25 minutes or so. We're going to go.
You've hammered that beer.
Man, it's been a long couple days.
Yeah.
Well, those 9 o'clock tips, man, are brutal.
When they came out that tomorrow's, what, 8:45, 8:50, I was so pissed.
What? The only good thing about last night is because people could – they didn't have to – during work.
Yeah.
Like, my wife got to watch the game. So I was happy about that.
Did she stay awake for the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. I think this group of guys plays a lot better, like, at night, too.
I think most college kids do. I don't think Iowa State's any different
correct.
Than most schools.
I mean, I talked to every single guy on that team about that, and they all wanted to play at night. So, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. But
if I'm ever the media guy that's bitching about the tip time because of my work schedule, then just punch me in the face.
Should we go punch Hines in the face?
Those guys all do that. All right. Later, guys. If you're driving to Milwaukee from Des Moines, please be safe. If you are listening in Milwaukee... go buy a beer. Go State.